Welcome to the show, everybody. I got Sha Mendez on the line with us. We all, you know, going to tune in and see what she's about. Welcome to the show, Sha.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you reaching out. It was a pleasure to be a part of your show.
For sure, for sure. So, Sha got a lot of going on for herself. She got the photography studio. I see you got the podcast going. You got, you know, the talent on edge developing and up and coming. So you got a lot of bright things you're blossoming for yourself right now. And I'm sure there's a lot of things that people could extract out of, you know, with the things that you're doing and how you got to where you are right now. So if you could just like walk us through, you know, a little bit about yourself, like where you're from. And how did you get to, you know, to the point of where you are today?
Sure. So my name is Shantae. They call me Sha for short. Basically, the whole process of Talent on Edge was kind of like not an accident, but really wasn't supposed to happen. Basically, before all of this, I was an event planner for like 8 or 9 years. I did parties and I teamed up with my wife. We ran a business together. And I had vendors that would come to my facility, photographers, videographers for these parties. Initially, Talent on Edge was supposed to be an app, where I wanted to create an app for my business when I was running the business of the party planning to get the vendors to make more money, where this app would have them booked outside of the facility and they'll be able to be used for other services.
Right.
And that was the goal for it. But of course, creating that app was going to be a lot of money. So I let that go for a little bit. I let the idea fly. 8, 9 years later, after running the event planning business with my wife, the place burned down about 3 years ago. So I stopped that and I still had this page active. So Talent on Edge was like the party page of this page. And I switched it around and I made a talent page. And then I started promoting different people that I was still working with, their entrepreneurial business, my photographers, my videographers. I knew people from my party business and I got well connected with people like that. I threw big parties. So with that being said, I started sharing people that I knew and they liked the idea that I thank you so much for sharing me. And I just thought about the name and it just came talent. I was going to be like talent something. And I was like, talent, like, what can I put for Talent Inc? So I do like an outside source. And it just came to me, Talent on Edge.
Right. No, I love the name.
And it became a platform where I shared entrepreneurs like myself that had a brand, a product, were modeling, were acting. And I had friends that were starting businesses.
Right.
And I just shared them on the page. And it just developed from 50, 100 followers to 1,000 to 2,000, 3,000. And it kept developing more and more and more and more to the point where I wanted to start managing models and make it a different outlet under that umbrella of Talent on Edge. And then I created my podcast. So I wanted everything to go under Talent on Edge. It's like a platform for everything, brands, entrepreneurs. And it's basically getting amazing recognition. It's blowing up into this just network of like a global network. It's not global yet, but it's getting there because the followers are from everywhere.
Listen, you got to start in your mind.
Singers, rappers, actors, models, choreographers, and I started sharing their videos and they loved it. They shared it. And next thing you know, I got 5 more followers. They shared their posts. Thank you so much. And I was able to motivate people to get back into their rhythm or just be able to give them a platform to share where they got customers out of it. They were able to get a gig booked out of it. So there is Talent on Edge. I've created this animal and now I need to feed it.
So let's rewind a little bit. Where are you from again? Where are you located?
I'm from Jersey.
Okay. Yeah. Now, did you already have the entrepreneurial mindset or did you, were you like on the worker's mindset? Because, you know, it's two different mindsets out here. So which one?
I was doing music at first. I was producing, I was making beats. I started with that. I had my own name. I had like a whole production team. And then I let that go and I fell off with that. And then I fell upon event planning. Right. I like the limelight. I like emceeing. I like talking, networking. That was me. So emceeing, I got the opportunity to run a business and I brought my wife along. So I had that all along, like managing, getting things done, production time, set time, ready, getting everything ready, hiring. That was already built into me. Just, you can't teach how to be a manager. It has to be in you. So this is who I am. Like I was built to lead and to create. And I used it with my party event, you know, my event planning business and it blew up a little bit. And I just created another business out of it and then Talent on Edge. And then here we go again, another business that's picking up, but it's my own. So that's what makes it even more special.
Now,
me and my ideas.
Now, I know coming along the way that you had some troubles that you probably ran into. Is there anything that really like stands out to you that had you on edge to say that maybe it's not for me or I shouldn't be doing, you know, in this lifestyle?
I'm going to be honest. There's going to be trouble everywhere.
Right. You know,
there's going to be toxic relations or anything to do.
Right.
It just depends on the person that's going by it. If they're strong, if they're strong-minded and can just pick up and keep going. If it's something that you really believe in. For me, my life has never been easy. I've had to pick up and go. You know, I've been out in the street for 6-7 months trying to figure it out, left home at a young age, try to just be something and be part of, like, what's my purpose? What am I going to do in life? And I figured it out. And when I was event planning, I really fell in love with that. I was event planning. I was talking to parents, making their kids' parties huge, their own parties. I was networking. I love networking and talking to people. And what I've learned is you just got to be patient.
Right.
You got to be patient. You know, all evolved. It's there. It's just got to take patience.
Finding purpose is like a tough thing for a lot of people these days. And at least I know for me also at one point, it was really tough trying to hone in on what my purpose was and why I was here. What was it like besides, what was it that really made you know that that's where you need to be doing the events and continuing on, like showing love to other people and trying to get people, you know, recognition?
I'm going to be honest, that job, like event planning, when I had the opportunity to hire who I wanted and I gave family and friends jobs that didn't have any to get on my team and let's eat, let's get these parties going, let's be a dope MC team. And that was really what I knew, like, okay, I know that I will always be humble because I came from nothing to have something and then just, you know, leveling up. I knew from those 8-9 years, like, this is what I want to do. I want to be in business and I want to put people on that I know have that same drive and passion to do what they want to do, you know, and that's basically how it just came about, to keep the same people in my circle to then grow and have that motivation too, because without them, I probably would have gave up a long time ago.
Now, I guess that brings on another question about like difficult people. Like, I know that you had some difficult people, maybe family, friends that you maybe were working with or had to deal with. How do you work through that and stay on track with things?
Because sometimes, you know, I'm very positive. I don't like to kind of put any type of negative energy to what I'm doing. So if I got to deal with it, I deal with it, but I try to put into better perspective something positive that can come out of it, whether it's a disagreement or not seeing eye to eye. Like, there's more to it than just that argument. You know, there's more things we need to do. So honestly, I just deal with it and keep moving. I don't like that damper my day or let that be like, all right, I'm done with this, you know?
Right.
You gotta communicate. Communication is key. You got to communicate and figure it out.
Yep. And honestly, you got to just understand that some people you're just not going to be able to meet eye to eye with and communicate with. So it's just like understanding.
You can't please everybody.
Yeah, you can't please everybody. It's like, you know, you got to, you know, pick up the pieces and just keep it pushing. I feel like a lot of people harp on bad relationships and they're looking back at like how they can fix it or how they can keep building with that person. But it's so toxic that it's like it's devastating you and your goals and stuff going forward.
Yeah, who's ever meant to be there will be there. Who's ever meant to stay there will stay there. I don't force nobody to believe in me. I don't force nobody to agree with me. I don't force nobody to invest in me. I know what this is going to be able to evolve into. I know my time and effort that I'm putting into it. That's pretty much it.
Now, when you started this and also just now, did you have like goals written down? Did you have things
absolutely. I had a list of goals.
Mm-hmm.
Little by little, I was getting each goal done and accomplished. Obviously, you know, managing models was one of them. Trying to manage something on the platform, my podcast, I did that as well. And then for me, starting to model as a stud model in my community, that was dope too. I kind of opened back up that lane again, and I kind of just brought it to limelight again. It's kind of fading. No one really knew about the stud modeling. Obviously, podcasts, we all do it. We all have our different flow with our podcasts. And then the modeling aspect of being a manager and managing actually models on my team, that was dope too. And just building the whole production, videographers, photographers. And I have all that. So that's what came out of it, was a good team that saw the vision and were like, we're going to stick by you because it's this blow. I see what you're doing. So that knew me from the party place. So that's
So you had a lot going for you. You had some, you already had the back.
I had a little steam. Like, people were like, yo, Shaw, we got it. We got you. So it was dope.
You know, one thing that I realized about you already is just like, you're good with building relationships. And I feel like that's really important with business or anything moving forward.
Absolutely. Yeah. I always show love. Like, there's people, you know, there's 5,000 people on the Talent on Edge page. You know, I can't obviously put everybody on, but there's people that I communicate with on a daily here and there. They'll comment pictures or doing great or send me messages. And I remember, hey, you take photos, right? Why don't you come by the studio and meet some models and you can get some gigs out of it, or videographers. So there's people that I've literally given jobs to through the platform, or I even joined my team as a model that followed it from the beginning.
That's
dope. It's dope. It really is dope. Of course, I want to help every 5,000 people on the page that are continuously seeing and growing. But when I get there, I try to show up to everybody.
And right now, as far as your marketing, you're just doing word of mouth, like the repost and...
Reposting and doing some ads for the page itself.
Honestly,
it's going good. It's going good. I don't do a lot of the ads. I do a lot of word of mouth. It literally just takes one share, one post, and that's all it takes for someone to see that person and to see the page and where it's coming from. That's all it takes. And you could... In a year, less than a year, I already got almost 6,000 followers.
Yeah.
That's just to show you the power of communicating, the power of a share, the power of a video. It does it itself. I don't have to do much.
That's,
you know what I'm saying? And the talent itself is what catches the eye off to the page.
Absolutely. So
I don't really have to do much.
Now, how did you get over like any fears that you had going forward? Because I know a lot of people have things that they want to start and maybe they're in the same position as you. How did you get over the fears and to just kind of keep pushing through?
In all aspects, modeling, the podcast, and the managing and the promotions. At this point, I kind of told myself that if I'm in fear, I'm not going nowhere. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's different people for different people. Just like I could be a perfect fit for a brand.
Right.
And since I didn't put that picture, I just missed the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? I could be the perfect fit for a huge business corporation in New York City. That means, in, you know, a leading marketing person. And that, you know, if I don't put it out there, you never know what you're going to miss.
Now, is it just like any special thing, not to cut you off, is it any like special thing I should say that you do, like self-talk? Is it something maybe that you read? Do you look towards God? Do you like faith? Like, is it anything or like your wife? Is it something... or a person that you really harness in on when you feel fearful on moving forward or doing something?
Definitely my wife. Definitely my wife. Of course. You know, when I have those doubts or when I just want to give up, or I'm like, dude, I feel like I'm doing so much and it's not going anywhere. Definitely my wife. She holds it down. She definitely motivates me. She definitely sees the vision and she believes in me. And I started it also because of her in a way, because she wanted to model. And I pushed her to do it and started her out. We name, logo, everything. Got the team together. I pushed her out. And that was the first person that I actually managed was my wife. And she's an amazing model. So it just goes to show, like, with your partner, like a good partner behind you, like, sky's the limit. You go on places. You always have that backbone to be like, yo, I don't know what you thought, but it's going to be tough, but you got to keep going. Like, people are watching now. You're getting attention.
Absolutely.
Like, you can't back down now. Like, you did this for nothing.
Absolutely. You know? Now,
so definitely my wife.
Now, as far as your target market, when you're promoting for the Talent on Edge and stuff like that, like, who's your target market? Is it like more older people, younger people?
Everybody. All entrepreneurs, everybody that has a brand, models, photographers, choreographers, everybody. I give everybody their shine. Even people that are chefs, bakers that are doing candy tables, or I just promoted a bakery the other day for the first time. That's my first post as a foodie post. Where I shared somebody that made these crafted strawberry gourmet treats and sells, and she's doing amazing on sales. So I shouted her out. Anybody can get their shine, no matter how old you are, no matter the audience. Is just about talent. It's what do you got that I could share for you that you need some exposure on? You know, and it's for free. I post for free. And that's also what started this too, was the fact that when I wanted to do my music or my partying business, I would ask my friends to share that had these high volume of followers that I knew. And they were kind of like, oh yeah, I could post you on my story for like $25. Or I saw other pages that were charging to post on a story or charge on a page. And I was just like,
show love.
But if you like it, if you like it and you're following me, just share the post.
Absolutely.
And at first I was paying for some shout out. But then I was like, you just shouted out 60 of the people on your story. You know how Instagram, you're not going to catch everybody like that.
Yep.
So I started posting the posts and I made it more intimate where they could write their short bio and people could actually get in tune with that post. I'm like, oh, the photographer from, you know, Brooklyn, this, and then it's their picture.
Right.
You know, or like a slide of their work. And that's what made it more intimate. And that's what I wanted.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I did it.
No, that's awesome. So what like message are you really trying to get out to the world through that?
As far as
what is your message that you want to get out to people that you want to leave behind, really? Because, you know, we all have like a finite amount of time on this earth. So like, what are you, I'm pretty sure you're not in it just for the money.
No.
You know, what is it that you're really trying to hone in on with people?
I'll try to cut you off. Basically, like, your time is now. Your time is now. You know, I have a set goal that I want to be good or at least in some type of sponsorship or something like that by 30. I'm 28 now. So I have some goals. I have some goals where I should see some more progress. But just basically, your time is now. Like, don't hold back. Just go in or don't go in at all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just hustle.
Yeah, it's important because, again, like, I mean, we talked a little bit before I, you know, started recording this, and I was touching base on just how, you know, I just restarted the podcast for myself and, you know, going forward. And you just got to take that jump, that leap of faith and believe in yourself more than anybody else. Most important.
Yeah. And you're always going to have negative feedback. That's a plus.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's a plus. I always say that's a plus. Negative feedback is a plus.
Absolutely.
Because you need to always fail to succeed, and you don't succeed without failing. So
absolutely.
I've had negative feedback. I've had people that I've tried to do brands with and I don't fit the criteria, or they deny me, or they're like, nah, you don't really fit us, or we don't do work with that community. I've been turned down many a times from modeling, but then also from this, I've been picked up by Dapper Boy, by Tomboy X. These are really big brands. So you just got to keep going. Like,
yeah.
There's going to be people that your biggest negative feedback is your biggest fans. They really are your biggest fans. So,
and it's learning points. You learn from all of the, I guess you would say, shit talk or the failures you go through. Each, if you're smart enough and you're writing those things down and taking mental notes or whatever, you can build success through the bricks that's thrown at you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I'm taking some hits. I'm still rocking.
And the thing is, too, like, the piggyback is, like, you have to put out whatever content or whatever your gift is, because even through all the negativity, they say, you're 3 degrees away from the next person that can really change your life. So it's just understanding it's all a numbers game and that you're worth it in the end of the day. Like, you're worth more than what you see yourself as or what others may see yourself as. And until you really get that message and put yourself out there, you'll never start to really see growth.
Absolutely. And like I always say, like, to me, it doesn't matter if you have 100K followers, if you have 30 followers. On my page, I'll give everybody their time. I feel that that's when it's the most critical to grow from. So,
absolutely.
So you gotta keep going, man. You have a vision, just kill it.
Absolutely.
So I hope you stay consistent with your podcast and keep going.
Listen, I'm working on it. I appreciate it for sure. So what is it looking like for you in the near future? Like, what's the next big thing for Talent on Edge or the studio? What's the next
thing? The studio implements everything, the models, photography, and the podcast. It's all in one. So obviously I'll be recording my next season in the next month there. I'm getting my set ready, stuff like that. So it looks more professional. I learned from the first season, better production, a better set area I invested. So, and then as far as the Bronx Photo Studio, that is already its own entity, but I work with them and I partner with them with the model and stuff like that. Then Talent on Edge. I see possibly what it's turning into, like a huge global internet, like promotional agency. For the models as well, it's a team of model and a production team. So they'll have their own placement, maybe a digital magazine, a jersey magazine.
Sound like the Fashion Nova, like,
yeah, like a talent on edge, like a talent on edge jersey edition, like right. Jersey artists that are up and coming or that are, you know, or a section of fashion and a section of music, a section of dancers that are coming up that maybe just got signed or I don't know. I'm right now taking it all in.
Right, right.
It's getting huge recognition, but I've been told so many things, magazine, a platform, agency, the list goes on and on. At this point, I'm letting it do its thing.
That's really awesome.
It's growing, so I don't know.
I see your excitement. It's exciting for me.
The articles, the interviews. I have an interview today now at 3, like 4. I'm sorry. Yeah, 4 o'clock. So I'm just all over the place.
I don't know.
Like I said, like it's the podcast started a year ago. The podcast too. I just had an idea and I'm like, let's do a talk show. Let's interview some internet celebrities. Made some calls, DMs. I had people from Love and Hip Hop.
Crazy. Just putting exposing
just
yourself.
By going out there just by, hey, if they say no, next person. It's only going to be yeses and nos that are keep pushing. I don't know.
Nah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Listen, this is why I created this podcast, though, the 80/20 podcast. And, you know, I'm going to put this on YouTube also on my page. But it's really just to show people, like, it's certain little things that you need to worry about and do to move forward with your life. It's not, you know, I feel like it's the picture is painted so big through, you know, being an entrepreneur that it's just like little key things that you need to move forward. And a lot of it is within yourself. Like she stated, just really taking the leap of faith and doing the things that she had her mind on. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you got to do it. That's with anything you put your mind to that you want to do. One thing I was always told is if you keep thinking about it, time to put it together.
Right.
And I kept thinking about this. I kept thinking about the modeling. I kept thinking about, okay, should I do this? Am I fit for it? Should I lose more weight? Should I be thin? Should I, you know, change my hair color? And I was just like, you know what? Let's do it.
Let me be me.
So, let me just do it. Let me see what I could and create your own lane. And that's exactly what I did. I created my own lane.
Wow, that's awesome. So where people can find you as we wrap this up, where people can find you on your Instagram, so, stuff like that.
So I do have a Facebook and I also have an IG. Literally, it's Talent on Edge. Talent on Edge, the way it's spelled, no hyphens, no underscores. That's on IG. And then on Facebook, it's Talent on Edge Models. You find the same platform there. And then my personal page is Sha So Smooth. So not with the TH, SMOOV.
Smooth.
Sha So Smooth. Yeah. There you go. So that's my two pages that I run. And yeah, you can see everything I do there. Literally, you'll see. Everything's there. I'm sure you've seen it.
I checked it out. I'm looking. I'm like, damn, she is on the move. She's shaking and baking right now.
So I'm just trying to grow, evolve, and learn. I'm still learning. People that I know that are on it, and I'm learning from them. Business and entrepreneurship is hard.
Absolutely.
So you got to have people like what you're doing and like you.
Thank you.
I'm just me. So it's been, I'm just me, and it's been working.
Absolutely. Well, like I said, listen, this is why I brought you onto the show. I wanted people to see and hear more about you, just, you know, how your thought process, how you go about things. You know, I know you're bigger than a brand as a person. And I just wanted people to see that other side and that human side of you before, you know, you become, you know, the and we can't even get in contact with the shadow.
Like,
we're
like, yo,
what's
that? She got to call us back. This girl, or DM her, she going to leave me on red.
Absolutely.
I don't know. That's one thing about me, too. Like, money comes and goes. Money comes and goes. That's forever going to be the way that it is. I just want to do what I love and, you know, be successful at it. But I always know where I started from. I always show love. Like I said, I've had nothing. I have something to now this. Always stay humble.
That's
awesome. You can lose it like this.
Amen. Amen to that. Yeah. Amen.
But you'll always, you know, even when I start my second season and I'm talking about entrepreneurs and I have some people on the show, if you're available, I'm definitely hit you up.
I'm here. Listen,
for
we're here to
sure.
build relationships. This is what it's about.
Absolutely.
Relate, just like she said, it ain't about the money. It's yeah, you we do we want the money? Yeah, we want some money.
Of
We
course.
Want it. We gotta live. We got families to feed and everything else. But when it's all said and done, it's about the relationships. It's about who really care about you, who really showing their love and don't want anything in return but for it. You know what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
Listen, I appreciate you coming and doing this interview, tuning in with me, tuning in with us. And yeah, until next time, if I can get in contact with you next time, right?
I'm gonna give you my direct number.
So for sure, for sure. We'll touch base with all that. We'll touch base for sure. I'm over here.
Get into an argument. I'm ignoring you on purpose.
Never, never, not with me. I don't burn no bridges. That's one thing about me. I don't burn no bridges. If we don't have good vibes, then we just leave it there. But I ain't gonna burn no bridges. If I see you in the street, I'm still gonna give you water and some snacks.
What?
You hear me?
At least I get some water and some snacks.
You still get some
water. Just walk by. I'm good with the water. No, but on a serious note, thank you so much. I appreciate
sure.
you reaching out. It meant
That's
a lot.
Good.
And like I said, let's just keep growing. Let's just keep building.
Hey.
For sure.
Much love.
Absolutely.